Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by Dodge Motorsports, and powered by Sony's Car Audio, where we bring you closer to your music. It's Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined. With Kenny Sargent.
I win the races and I get the money.
Crash Gladys.
The sassy lassie with the classy jaffy.
And Statman.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Here's the Freaks. Woo, woo, woo. Ow!
Living easy! Living free!
It's Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. You miss any of this show, be sure to go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. And always follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks. We're there for you on Facebook. Coming up tonight, Leah Pritchett, top fuel winner from Houston. She's going to be joining us here in the Freak Nation. Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar Series winner from Alabama. Well, he won in Alabama, Barber Motorsports Park. His second win there. He's going to join us in the Freak Nation. Bobby Unser will be joining us as well. And a dude named Jarrett Brooks. You may not know that name, but if you follow short course off-road racing, get to know this guy's name. He was running in the Pro Light class last year, runs his first race in Pro 2 this year as the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series got cranking this weekend in Phoenix. He goes out and wins his first race, beating big-time short course names like Deegan, McGrath, McCachran, Menzies, guys like that. He goes out and puts a beat down on them in Phoenix. But first, let's kick this big old thing off with Joseph Newgarden, winner at Barber Motorsports Park. IndyCar Series right now. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent. Follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks. Now back in the Freak Nation. Good to get him back in here because he won himself a big-ass race. In fact, your IndyCar Series winner from Alabama, Barber Motorsports Park, Joseph Newgarden, joining the Freaks. And Joseph, when you talk about this win, you seem to focus back on your teammates and specifically Penske in general. And running for this team, what do you mean about this energy that this team brings and helped you to this win?
It's a great group. I mean, we have four strong guys, so four stronger opportunities to bring a victory for Team Penske and Roger, and that's what it's all about with our group. We want to get one of the cars in victory lane, and it's cool to be up today. Happy about that, but like I said, we have four cars that were capable of doing it. But they have a great energy, like you said. They just have. A great vibe within the team. They work well together. Just the camaraderie is, I think, better than anywhere I've ever been. And you have so much to draw from, with four guys and four quality guys. It's really easy to, to push forward together when you have great people around you. And I think that's where we find a little bit of our extra speed. And it's great to put it to you today. So happy for everyone at Team Penske, all our partners. Great having Fitzgerald on the car. They've done a little bit on the NASCAR side with Penske, but first time on the IndyCar, and to get them a victory the first time out, that's always special to do.
Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar Series winner from this afternoon, Barber Motorsports Park. There are three victories in this win for you at Barber. One is for you personally, two is for Penske, and three is for Chevrolet because Honda's dominated with the first two wins. Explain the significance of those three wins out of this one race win.
Well, it's early days. Everyone always tries to draw a lot from the first couple races, but we still got 14 to go. We got the Indy 500, which is coming up, but for sure, Honda's been very difficult. They've always been tough. I mean, they're a great opponent, and I think for us, it was a great victory for Team Chevy. They really gave us everything we needed today. This race kind of had everything. You had to take fuel, take tires, go fast, get the strategy right, so having Chevy giving us the fuel mileage, the reliability, and then the power at the end of it, it's really all you can ask for from a partner. So we feel good about being with those guys and what they bring for us. But it's always a fight. I mean, it's not easy beating the Honda guys, and we got to be on top of our game, and fortunately we were able to get it done today.
Joseph Newgarden, your fourth career win, your first at Team Penske. No celebration, no burnouts, no donuts. Is this old hat for you already?
That engine, we only get so many for the year. We're going to Phoenix, and I got to qualify that motor, so I didn't want to do anything bad to it. But just felt good about it. It was nice to cruise around the track slowly and just wave to the fans, see the great crowd we had here at Barber. Luckily, the rain held off. That's always a bummer when it ruins the race. Unfortunately, they had that in Bristol today where they got to postpone. But we held off here in Barber, and we were able to get the race in, and just felt good about it. I was so thrilled. It's always nice when you get a victory out of the way early in the year, and certainly joining a new team, you always hope that you're able to repeat what you've done in the past with others, and it's nice to just confirm that we're going to be a contender this year, I think.
Joseph, I find it interesting what you just said. You just referred to Bristol, where, yes, NASCAR was rained out today. Every once in a blue moon, I hear drivers referencing NHRA or IndyCar, their fellow sponsored people or teammates from other series. But it's not as often as I would like it to be. How much do you keep up with other racing series?
Oh, I keep up a lot of it. I mean, I like all of motorsports. You know, I watch a lot of Formula One, watch all the NASCAR. It's easier to watch the NASCAR stuff now, having teammates in it. With Team Penske and them running so well, so it just makes it even easier to follow. But I'm a motorsports guy. You know, why wouldn't I try to follow everything? And you know, this crossover stuff between the sports, it'd be nice for it to happen a lot more often. And you know, maybe it will. Maybe some doors will start opening more often where you see people crossing over back and forth. But that's a good thing. You know, it's racers. I like to watch racing, and it doesn't matter what platform it is.
Obviously, Fernando Alonso was a big topic this weekend as he visited with you guys in Barber. Did you get a chance to talk to him? Of course, talking about Formula One driver Fernando Alonso, who's missing Monaco to race with you guys at the Indy 500.
You know, I didn't. I hope he enjoyed himself. You know, it's good for him to come over and kind of see what IndyCar is all about, see the atmosphere, see his new group at Andretti Autosport. But we were busy. You know, I mean, it's race day, and at Team Penske, we had a lot going on before the race, so I didn't get an opportunity to see him, but I'm glad he made it over. You know, I think that's cool that he made the trip for this weekend, and it's certainly going to be great to have him at the Indy 500. You know, for us, that's what we want as drivers. The Indy 500 is all about being a proving ground for motorsports. Doesn't matter, you know, where you race or where you're from in the world. We like to attract the best of the best to come to the Indy 500 and prove themselves, and it'll be fun to have him. You know, considered one of the best F1 drivers, if not the best current F1 driver on the grid. To have him join the field, you know, we love that. We invite it. We want more of it if we can get it. And it'll be fun to run the month of May with him.
Joseph Newgarden, tell me what's going on. Tell me some of the conversations in the garage about Fernando Alonso, the two-time Formula One champion coming to the Indy 500.
Not a lot. I mean, we just, you know, we're excited for him to come over. But, you know, then it's back to work. So, you know, all the buzz of, oh, he's coming to do it with McLaren. I think that's another piece to it that's really neat is that, you know, it's not just Fernando that's coming to do it. It's McLaren, you know, as a team that's coming over to run the event. And, you know, they're talking about maybe kind of car racing in the near future. So I think we all talk about that as, you know, just a great thing. We love that for the sport, for the health of it, for the future of it. But then at the end of the day, once it's over, then we just focus on driving. So he'll just become another opponent that we've got to try and beat.
Speaking of just another opponent, Joseph Newgarden, your IndyCar winner from Alabama, Barber Motorsports Park today. How is your relationship? I know you said earlier with Kenny, and you've said in some interviews today post-race that there is a great energy at Penske, but how is your relationship with Simon, with Will, with Elio, your Penske teammates? Because there was some good battling today.
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, we have a great team, a lot of great people just across the board, not just the drivers, but we all get along well. I think it's a lot of where our success comes from is just the working environment that the drivers have with the engineers. We're very open, and we're very, we're just a great team at trying to get the most out of each other and elevate the whole program. And that's, you know, where a lot of our speed is found. So, it's been fun. I enjoy those guys a lot. They're great teammates, very supportive. You know, that goes back and forth. When any one of us is struggling or whenever we need to figure it out, generally we have an answer there with all of us. So it's been fun being a part of it so far this year.
You know, that's the cool political way of answering it. But, Joseph, you're with three of the biggest pranksters in the garage. Tell me, how did they initiate you?
You know, it's not been too bad. We haven't really done any pranks. we more so joke around. We watch a lot of YouTube videos together in the engineering room, which pisses the engineers off sometimes because we're trying to work. We get distracted a lot. They don't like that either. But pulling the pranks hasn't happened yet. So I don't know if that's going to happen in May. You know, maybe it's everyone's just biding their time, but we joke around a lot. We have a lot of fun with what's going on in the engineering room, and there's no shortage of laughter, I can tell you that.
You got a champion behind you. You're looking in your mirror seeing Scott Dixon up on your behind for the last part of the race, knowing what this dude can do and the championships and races that he's won, but at the same time knowing that you've won at this track before. Were you fairly confident that you could hold his ass off, or were you more concerned
that this guy was going to come up and around you?
Well, hey, man, you know, you just, it doesn't matter who it is. If someone's fast behind you, you're always working your butt off to try and stay in front of him. And Scott's one of the toughest. He's always one of the toughest to race. He's one of the best out there. So, we had a good battle there at the end, and I'm happy we were able to come out on top. But, you know, it's not my first rodeo anymore either. And, you know, I still feel like a rookie and not that old, but, I've been doing this for 5 years and like six seasons. So, you know, I can't really go back to the rookie days and say, you know, that's my excuse if I get beat. So, it was a good battle. You know, I hope the fans enjoyed the race today. I thought it was pretty exciting in the car. And, you know, that's what you want. You want to be racing against the best, like I said, not just at the Indy 500 with like a guy like Fernando, but racing Scott Dixon, who's one of the best in Indy cars. You know, that's the guy you want to race and try and beat.
You know, I'm not sure if you're aware, because yes, like you said earlier, you're working. It was a busy day today. You want to race. Fernando took a little bit of a dig at F1 drivers, kind of going off of what you just said there, in how he's excited to race the Indy 500 to be with the best drivers in the world. Suffice it to say, some F1 drivers are pretty upset with that comment right now. Can you laugh at that?
I didn't hear the comment, but, you know, he probably spoke more to the event is what I would guess. You know, it's, like I said, the Indianapolis circuit, it's always been, it's been a crown jewel for motorsports. It's a proving ground for motorsports. And, you know, we always welcome the best of the best. So, and he recognizes that as an event. And, you know, hopefully we can get more. You know, we love having those guys over here. And, you know, if there was opportunity for us to go and race with them, we would love to do it too. But it's just a little hard in today's world to make that happen. So to have a guy like him come over again, like I said, it's awesome. And, he probably won't ruffle too many feathers. You know, it probably more speaks to the event and the magnitude of it.
All right, we're going to wrap it up with this. Joseph Newgarden, joining the Freaks, Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. When you've got a race like this, and you knew this growing up as a karting pilot, and then, of course, the lights, and then where you are now, how many team owners have said, just be there at the end, just be around the front at the end? That's exactly what happened to you today. Not taking anything away from you, but when your leader goes out with a punctured tire, you're there around the end, something that maybe you couldn't have been over the last three or four seasons prior to joining up with Penske.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little secret about racing. You know, you're going to have more days where you've been bitten by something than days that help you out by someone else's misfortune. So, the days like this, I'll take them. You know, it's always good. I count more days where we've had issues that have taken us out of a race we probably should have won than days like this where it grants us it. So, it's a tough race for Will. I think it kind of robbed the fans of a great race at the end, to be honest with you. I think Will, myself, and Scott would have been in a great battle instead of just Scott and me. But you never know how that would have planned out. I think Will was in the capital of Pete for sure. He was going to be in best position. And then, you know, obviously then I became the best position to try and win the race. So, tough the way it ended from that standpoint, but still a great show, I think, in the end.
Freak Nation, his name, Joseph Newgarden, your winner from Alabama, Barber Motorsports Park, IndyCar Series winner, joining the Freaks for the Lucas Oil Studios.
And oh, set for Penske, for Phoenix Raceway this weekend.
Yeah, coming up Phoenix International Raceway. Hey, man, thanks for doing this, bud.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, guys.
And, Statman, when you look at a driver like this, Joseph Newgarden, who goes from running with Sarah Fisher teams up with Ed Carpenter and now running with Penske. I mean, this has got to be like Christmas every time this dude shows up at the track.
You're absolutely right. I was really, I was listening to him, and I was smiling while I was listening because he never stepped off the PC trail in that entire conversation. He had every comment down properly. He got all the sponsors in. He was praising Team Penske. He didn't say anything critical about anybody else in any other series. Maybe that's who he is, but maybe also he's just so happy to be at a place where he can have a car that's going to be at the end of the race. It's a car that can hold off one of the best drivers out there, Scott Dixon. It was almost comical the way he just stayed away from everything controversial.
He did, however, in his first answer, because my eyeballs perked up, he did say something along the lines of this being the most organized, the best put together team I've ever been with, which, yes, we know. I mean, Ed Carpenter Racing is really no slouch, especially when it comes to ovals. And Sarah Fisher Racing, you know, granted they're not A teams, But just to hear him actually say that, I don't even realize if he knows what he just said there.
Well, he might have been so happy that he had a car that was doing well. He had good pit stops. He was running at the front all day. And that's not something that you guarantee when you're at a team other than Penske, Ganassi, and Andretti. So he did the right thing. He said the right things, maybe with some more victories and some more podiums under his belt later in the year. Maybe he has a bad pit stop. He's never going to be as unmerciless as Kevin Harvick, but maybe he might drop a little thing in there about his crew. But I think he's so happy to be where he is and to get some of these things behind him that it's going to be a year or so before he starts to question or challenge anything that anybody says.
You know, you bring up the power teams in IndyCar. Of course, Team Penske, Chip Ganassi Racing, and you brought up Andretti. It's interesting to me, of course, Andretti is the team that's going to field Fernando Alonso, F1 champion Fernando Alonso in the Indy 500. It's Andretti that's bringing McLaren back to the Indy 500. Did you realize that Andretti is teamed up with a Steinbrenner? Yes, New York Yankees Steinbrenner, 20-year-old grandson, I believe, of Yankees royalty.
Right.
With Brian Herta's son, Colton Herta. I mean, Andretti, Michael Andretti himself is really aligning himself with big names, big manufacturers. He's in this for the long haul, as if we didn't already know that. But it's just interesting to me that the next Penske is Andretti.
Freak Nation, coming up next, his name is Bobby Unser. Bobby Unser Sr., Leah Pruitt, joining us just after 8 o'clock Pacific. Next, Bobby Unser, as we get set for the second race at Phoenix International Raceway, coming up next weekend in a long time. I say long time. It's the second time they've been back consecutively since the 90s. Bobby Unser Sr., next, Speed Freaks Pits from Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what you do.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe each time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas' unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut, it's long-lasting, it eliminates odors, and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello? Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor-eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
the Coxville Blockers, the Albuquerque Chupacabras, and the Arizona Pricks? Yeah, we got your attention now, don't we? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history and a meaning behind it, like the Akron Rubbers, the Boston Accents, or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts are awesome, made with the highest quality, 100% cotton available, and are just stupid soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
He's hiding a car.
It's time for you and your boys to get out of town. Left foot, right foot, left foot, stop. Twitch your eyes if they think you're crazy.
If you walk the walk, you talk the talk. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico.
Hide the eyes.
It's what you do.
Show them real slow.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're back with the Freaks. Bobby Unser Sr. joining the Freaks, three-time Indy 500 champion. His brother, four-time Indy 500 champion.
Oh, why you got
to
go
what?
There?
What? I had to do that.
No.
Bobby, I got to bust your balls out of the gate, right?
Yes, it doesn't hurt. What the heck? If we can't do a little bit of that, shame on us, you know?
Hey, this is interesting as hell. When I found out that we're going to get you back in the Freak Nation, I punched your name in Google, and I punched Phoenix Raceway, and a video that came up, and you wiping out. What the hell happened there?
Oh, man. It was I forget which one it was right now, but one of the cars passing him on the outside, lapping him, and he squeezed me off, you know, where the wall comes down on turn two in the old days?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he just squeezed me out where my right rear caught it, and, of course, spun me around and hit the other wall, almost at a 90-degree deal. Worst wreck I've ever had in a race car.
Whoa!
Really? That one was really bad. Yeah, just everything hit at the wrong angles. You know, broke the car into pieces. Engine went one place. You know what was really bad about that? And we can laugh about it now because I survived it. But nobody, the car was broken up so bad, and everybody had in mind fuel and fire in those days, and they wouldn't come over to the car. Nobody would come over to help me out. Now, there's nothing left. The engine is gone. All the four tires and wheels are gone. And all that's left is a little capsule that I'm sitting in. And even the back of the seat is all popped. And that was gone, too. And nobody would come over and help me get out of the car. Which, there couldn't be any fire left because there's nothing left to burn, you know. And so the guy that got me out was my brother. He stopped on the racetrack. Remember, that's a lap later. He stops on the racetrack, shut his off, got his end seat belts off, came over, and he's the one that got me out and helped me to the ambulance helicopter. I mean, isn't that, that's stupidity, you know? And I was awake. I didn't go to sleep. I guess I probably did for some seconds there, but I could remember everything. And I'd look around. Those firemen would stand back about, I don't know, 10, 15 feet, and that's the closest that they would get to the car.
Oh.
I said, man, there's nothing left here.
Wow.
But in a sense, Bobby Unser, in a sense, it's a tribute to the safety of the sport. Yes, of course, safety has evolved immensely, and the cars are much safer now than they were back then, which was 1972. But still, there were safety measures in place then that protected your ass. That was awesome.
I know. We also, down at Phoenix, we also found some really good big rattlesnakes, too, which kind of broke the boredom, you know?
Wait a minute. What was boredom in IndyCar?
We got a little bit of time with you guys. I got to tell you about this one real cute story. One day I was down there testing. I think we were car testing. I can't remember that, or tires. And I went out and under one of the big bushes over there, found a big rattlesnake. So I got a fire extinguisher, a CO2, went over there and shot him in the head, which does nothing, doesn't hurt him, just makes him get lazy. So they're not going to try to hit you, you know. So I picked him up and took him over in one of the Goodyear tubs where they put your tire in to see if it's leaking air. Well, I just put him into there, and I didn't think he could get out. And so then I go back over, and I'm in the car. They're strapping me in. I'm getting ready to go out and do another test. And I looked over, and that friggin' snake come right straight up the side of that tub, and he already had his head hooked over the top, which means he's coming out. So I looked over there, and I said, oh, man, everybody at the track is afraid because I got that snake anyway, you know. So I said, don't start it. Hold on just a minute. So I had to unstrap, go over there, and I got him the second time. This time I took him out into the prairie and turned him loose, you know. Those firemen and those tire guys, everybody was mad at me that day.
No, wait a minute, though. You've
and
got experience.
The snake was, too. The snake was mad at me, too, believe me.
But Phoenix is kind of your home track. Even though you lived in Albuquerque, and there are other tracks around New Mexico, when it came to the big-time series like IndyCar, USAC, Phoenix was your home track.
Yes, and not only that, though, that's where we did almost all of our, well, not almost all of it, but I'll bet you 70% of the testing that we did during the tire war years, think about that now, that was the big money that came into motor racing. And so I tested there, oh, I don't know, probably, I'll bet you I was there probably 3 or 4 months in total time during a year. Because in the summer you couldn't do Phoenix, it'd just get too hot. But we'd run Phoenix until we'd get the cars halfway worked out, or the tires, and then we'd head for Ontario, California, because that track was new at the time. Phoenix was basically new, and so was California, and not that much distance between them. So we tested Phoenix, get things working to what we thought was pretty good, load them up, head for Ontario, and test the next day in Ontario. So Phoenix was the trigger for the gun. It was the trigger for everything. In other words, everything that happened in IndyCar racing happened at Phoenix. And you know, ironically, people have a hard time understanding this, but you could, in those days, we were running the same springs and sway bars on the car at Phoenix that we would end up with at Indianapolis. And that's the strangest thing that you could ever try to believe. Two totally different places, obviously.
Bobby Unser, a legendary resume, 35 wins, 2 titles, 3 Indy 500s. Bobby Unser, what was the most dangerous track that you raced on in your day?
Probably Langhorne, Pennsylvania. That 1 mile track where you never quit turning. when it was dirt, it was terrible. When it got to be, when they asphalted the thing, it just got faster. Still terrible, though, you know?
Right.
And every one of the drivers, we used to hold a meeting. It would be at Indianapolis because everybody spent the summer there, raced out of Indianapolis. And we would all vote. And it would always be, we're going to go tell USAC we are not going to go to Langhorne this year, period. And all the guys would vote on it. And then they would all load up their cars, and the first guy that would violate that voting thing, the rest of the guys would have to go. And who was the first guy that used to cheat it all the time? Lloyd Ruby. Judd Larson was my chief mechanic, and my car would be, they were all open trailers in those days, you know, like a sprint car goes around. And so we'd load that thing up and just be waiting. And I'd get up at maybe 6 or 7 in the morning. Judd would give me a call. And Ruby, they'd either taken off in that car, or if it still stayed there, then we knew we wasn't going to go to Langhorne. But Ruby cheated every time. So we always went to Langhorne. And it turns out that I won the last 2 races they ever had there. So, but that's not saying I liked it now, so don't misunderstand me. You know?
Why didn't you just slap Ruby upside the head? I mean, dude's cheating you all. You had a vote.
I'm telling you what, it used to be the funniest thing. We'd all know. We'd have our meetings, and we'd all kid about it and everything and say, okay, we're doing a vote, but who's going to be the cheater? Ruby, it's going to be you now. Are you going to stay or are you going to go? Which one? So we can get ready now. Anyway, it was hilarious and funny. Anyway, I always went.
Freak Nation, there are names in all of sports, but the names that you will always remember in motorsports, you've got the Andretti's, you've got the Earnhardts, you've got the Petties, and you have the Unsers. Yep, and one of them, one legendary driver right here, Bobby Unser Sr., joining the Freaks. Mario Andretti said this several times in our interviews when he was running Formula One, that he'd look around the room and in the pre-race meeting and say, you know what, there's going to be 2 or 3 dudes in this meeting that aren't going to make it through the season. Did you do that from time to time?
No, I didn't look at it that way. I became hard as a nail, obviously, because it was a dangerous time for motor racing. And you know, ironically, the way it turned out is I went through almost all of my career, which was a long one, of almost no problems except for Phoenix. Yeah, the worst wrecks I ever had, and the only place I really I can think of right now that I really got hurt was always at Phoenix. One time at Manzanita on the half-mile dirt track, and, of course, the other one out at the big international Phoenix Raceway. And isn't that an ironic thing? It's like my hometown. I used to own the Chevrolet dealership just down the road in Avondale there. I mean, it was just like a hometown to me.
Wow.
That's where I had my worst wrecks. You know? And even the ones I didn't get hurt in, they were really bad wrecks.
Bobby.
But it still was the most, I'm telling you what, I just loved Phoenix.
This has been a pleasure, and it always is, Bobby, when you're rolling the Freak Nation, buddy.
Well, thank you guys for calling me. It's nice. Breaks up my day pretty good here.
We'll see you next weekend.
See you, buddy.
Absolutely. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Yeah, anytime you get Bobby Unser here in the Freak Nation, that's the kind of Bobby Unser that you hope to get.
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes. And there's also more to that interview.
Oh, yeah.
About another 6 or 7 minutes. Go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. We'll have it up there for you tomorrow, including a conversation that we have with him about Mario Andretti and how that friendship has never been mended after Mario fought him in the 500 win. Back in 1975. We fought him in the courts.
75 or 82?
I think 75.
Mm.
Yeah.
Leah Pritchard, top fuel winner from Houston, joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits at Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut, it's long-lasting, it eliminates odors, and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello? Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor-eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks, and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass, while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperatures, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
He's hiding the car.
It's time for you and your boys to get out of town.
Left foot. Right foot. Left foot. Stop. Twitch your eyes if they think you're crazy.
If you walk the walk, you talk the talk. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% car insurance, you switch to Geico.
Hide the eyes.
It's what you do.
Show them real slow.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available, and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at AwesomeSportsLogos.com. That's AwesomeSportsLogos.com and get awesome.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
compliant immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
And powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Second hour of Speed Freaks. Thank you guys for being a part of it. From the Lucas Oil Studios, Bobby Unser. He joined us last hour. Joseph Newgarden, IndyCar Series winner from Barber Motorsports Park. He was in here as well. Again, you missed it at the show. Go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Coming up in about 20 minutes, his name is Jarrett Brooks, at Jarrett Brooks 77 on Twitter. He did something on Saturday for the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series that he hasn't done before, meaning got his first race win in the Pro 2 class. So he joins us coming up about 20 minutes. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. Again, follow us on Twitter at Speed Freaks and on Facebook. Now join the Freaks. Every time she rolls in the Freak Nation, because she won herself a damn race. From Houston, Leah Pritchett, top fuel winner joining the Freaks. And Leah, this stuff doesn't get old, does it, winning these freaking races?
No, winning these freaking races, Kenny, will never get old. And to be honest, today, being our third race win of the season, feels just like the first one. I mean, the moment that passion goes away, I don't know, like, take us out of the seat, take me out of the seat, take us away from it. But it's still there. We're up on the chip. Today was an incredible day. Winner of the 30th annual race here in Houston, especially in Shell and Pendulum's backyard. We had all these people here, VPs, global SVPs, and people that have made this program happen and develop our oil and just everything. We had Papa John here. We had FireAid, like CEOs of everything that makes this thing happen. It was extremely intense, and to be able to deliver on that day, it counts all the time, but it's extra gratifying. And, I don't know. I'm at the same point I was when we won at Pomona and I talked to you guys, and it's just incredible. So thank you for having me on.
Certainly. Leah Pritchett, your top fuel winner from Houston, joining the Freak, Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. And let's be honest, getting out of that first round, taking on Scott Palmer, your reaction time versus his reaction time, you guys were sleeping. But after that, man, you were nails on most of your lights.
I was. And so that's something that I've been struggling with here lately, and I used to not struggle at all, and not really sure what it is. And I have a lot of conversations with Tony Schumacher about it and Antrim, my teammates, and Todd Okahara. And the thing is that what I think is happening is back in the day, I was always so worried about driving the car on the track. Like the moment I hit the gas, what's going to happen? There's usually probably a good chance, or there was, you know, more of a chance than there is now, of smoking the tires, of, to be totally blatant and honest, of blowing up, of having a hole out. Like, what do I need to do as a driver to win this race? Now, the confidence that I have in the team and the car, because we're so consistent, we're doing well. I mean, I think about those things, but I don't have to focus as much attention on it. I mean, for my life, for my safety, for the win light, that I'm focusing more on, like, how to be better. So Antron is somebody I look to. He's so good all the time. And, I mean, I'm talking from working out to practicing to finding how you breathe. Are you like, do I do better when I hold my breath? Do I do breath better if I like take small breaths or deep breaths when I'm staging? All these things that I never thought about before. So yeah, first round, Scott Palmer. Yeah, we like a sleep-a-thon for sure. And I, when I hit it, I knew 100%. I go, oh my gosh, I'm dead. Like, but I had good reaction times in qualifying, and I was overthinking it. But at the same time, when you live and die by the sword, knowing that he's going to give us a run for the money, and I'll be totally real, knowing that we have a really good car, and probably not the best thing to say, but playing it safe, so to speak, and it was like 100% way too safe, like 100% as much as the light was. It was 102 to a 109. And after that happened, you have no idea how pissed off I was. I mean, and embarrassed, pissed. Yeah, we got the win light. That's fine. The car and the team, and we did it. But as a driver, and that's my job, like, talk about picking yourself in where. Mm. So, Doug Deese, especially knowing against that we were going to go up against Doug Coletta a second round, like, if there's any time to shine, if there's any time to, like, figure it out, what do you do best, how do you do it, and get back into it, I may or may not have pretended that Brittany was in the other lane or that Doug was in the other lane back in Gainesville of E2, and we definitely got it done. It was for sure 100% redemption. That got us on a hole shot in Gainesville, and today we got the win light on a hole shot. We had a slower car, we had a faster car, got him off the light, and got that win light for second round. And from there on out, man, it was Hail Marys all the way.
Leah Pritchett, top fuel winner from Houston, joining the Freaks. And I don't want to spend too much time on this because you evidently have. You had the quickest reaction with your 049 in the final against Steve Torrence, which was second quickest of the meet, where Sean Langdon at 044 in that final. Run me through your routine. Again, don't spend too long on it. Were you short breathing it? Were you no breathing it? What the hell were you doing?
I told myself to not give a you know what. I'm having fun. I'm doing my thing. And to get after it and live by that sword and not be afraid of it. Yeah, Sean had that great light. And here's something I do want to say is that when you have nothing to lose, you have everything to gain. This weekend and this year and everything, I have everything to lose. Papa John himself was at the track at the CEO of FireRage, and every single soul that's ever been a part of our Pennzoil Shell deal that I've been a part of for 11 years, way back to when I walked up into SEMA trying to get a sponsorship, was there. Like, everything is on the line. So to do a phenomenal job when everything is on the line, there's so much more to be said about doing that than, you know, when nothing's on the line. You know, ZFG, right? So, yeah, going up against Steve was a big deal. My husband works on that team, and we were going to win either way. We were going to get a little bit of bonus money either way. But I think by now we have proven that this isn't luck. But our team and our crew and everything, what we're doing right now, isn't luck. We have a great combination in the car with our people, with the vibe that we've created, and we're all connected. So it's there's people out there love what we're doing and we have bigger visions for the sport, and that's, people don't know, those are the things that I work on the day in, day out, in between rounds, in between qualifying rounds, during mixing fuel, talking about contracts and how to move the needle for companies when you're putting fuel in the car, because you would rather have your best guy's hands be a part of that motor swap that's going on in the back of the car between rounds so that I can help the team, but yet also help look for longevity of our careers. So it's so insane that I appreciate you guys being able to give me the opportunity to talk about it.
Leah Pritchett, your NHRA Top Fuel winner, Baytown in Houston. Leah, I'm going to take a step here. I'm not sure if it's a viable one. I've had drivers in other series tell me that they know when they have a winning car. And you've had enough wins now. Do you know you have a winning car? Does drag racing have too many variables that determine who wins and loses?
I do know that I have a winning car because we've proven it 3 times in the last 5 races. So.
Well, no, wait a minute, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but you do win, but do you know on any given Sunday that you have a winning car when the elimination starts and you could beat anybody anytime?
No, absolutely not. I don't know if that feeling ever exists in drag racing, that you get in like, yep, I got this. Absolutely not. If there is a thousand difference in gaskets and your compression is off and you make a different call, then everything has to be absolutely perfect. And there's human and mechanical error that happens daily to every single team. And as much as you try to be your best, and I'm talking as a crew member or as a driver, that nobody can be perfect all the time. No part is going to be perfect. You're going to have failures. I mean, we had an O-ring failure on a warm-up during a 55-minute turnaround session for a TV that almost cost us not making it to the line on a barrel valve. Like, for us to be able to do what we've done, we're trying to narrow that window of the perfection of parts. But when you have 11,000 horsepower and you're putting that to the ground to go 330 miles an hour in 3.7-something seconds, there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. And, I mean, physically, it should go wrong if you really look at how it all works. So is it the confidence is the only thing that you really have confidence in is the parts and the people, but all the other stuff of making an explosion inside of a motor like that, you know that something can happen at any time. So you have to have confidence in yourself and the people.
And I'm glad you're winning for a host of reasons, not the least of which are these candid conversations we could have. But I've had drivers also say, especially drag racing, nitro drivers, say that they don't contribute much to the setup of the car, that it's all they can do to get in and drive it, and they leave all the setup to the crew chief. Do you take any information into the crew chief to say, I need this at this point, or I'd like to have more here?
Say that this race probably had the most input that I've had all year. I came back after Q1 and I go, Todd, I felt something different than I've never really felt before. We went down, laid down, we were number one qualifier after Q1, 374. And I go, past half track, the car started vibrating, but not like you're about to break a crank or something like I've felt many times before. The steering wheel is vibrating, but I know that the G-forces are there, we're hooked, we're good, a cylinder's not out, it's not trying to push me towards the wall of it or the center line. I don't know what it is. So we go back, we look, and it looks like it tried to drop number 5 cylinder, and then it picked it back up, which is a very rare thing, and we're like, okay, it might be that. No, that's not what it was. Even though we have 1,000 feet, and it's a black surface, and it's straight, and people think all race tracks are the same, they're not. This track happens to be very lumpy with an L, past half track. Well, your front tires hit that, they come up, down, up, down, up, down, and you're basically like floating down the track, past half track, and it's making a difference in the steering wheel and in the car. And so we're trying to chase that. We'll come to find out because we have track prep personnel that can say, yes, you know what? There are these weird lumps of concrete that have been pushed up due to weather, due to being in Houston, due to all the rain that they've had, that have pushed it up. And when you drag rubber over it and spray and everything else, it builds it up. So it makes your front end want to walk around and be really, really light and make you think that the car is doing something that it's not really, well, it is doing, but it's not a performance feature. So there's that. And then on the other side of things, when it comes to what I do on the car, packing the parachutes and mixing the nitromethane, I'm at that point, I'm just a parts changer. I'm just a I'm doing what is told by the crew chief. I will never pretend I could never tune one of these cars. I'm not smart enough. I'm smart enough to drive one. But at the end of the day, we are, as drivers, we're the last person to make a difference inside that car. Everyone else puts all of it on our shoulders, and we make the difference of that light, keeping it in the groove, making the decision of get in or get out of the gas, the headwinds, the sidewinds, whatever it may be, and getting to the finish line first. So I think a lot of credit is downplayed sometimes, and at other times it is very much overplayed. We are the ones with our faces on the back of the trailers, and we get all the glory, and we get to talk about it. We get to talk to you, and the listeners get to hear us. But I've been the same driver, I think, for a very long amount of time, and the only reason that I have the success that I have right now is because of the parts and the people in Schumacher Racing and my crew chiefs and my crew, because they do such a great job.
Leah, last question for you. You brought up something. Of course, we're talking to Leah Pritchett, Top Fuel winner and now points leader coming out of Houston in the NHRA series. You brought up something about the track surface and, oh, hey, yeah, we just go straight. You know, something you guys battle in NHRA with the fans that are just kind of on the periphery, and NASCAR battles with fans on the periphery. NASCAR drivers just go in circles. Those tracks are all the same. You guys, well, you just go straight, and it's only 1,000 feet. How can we get stick and ball fans who don't know motorsports, and they feel like they can criticize it, though? How can we get them to realize that what you guys are doing takes enormous talent and skill?
I would say, first and foremost, them attending a race. As much as we love and have the passion for this sport, we've yet to find the technology and way to make that come through the TV. So coming to the races, I think, is 100% key, and then watching the synchronization, the ballet of the work that goes in. I mean, that's the thing, is that it's different than NASCAR too, right? The fans get to come. Your ticket is a pit pass. You go on the stands, you come back down, you get the autograph, but then you see everything that happens. I mean, if you've never seen a motor, like injector come off, manifold come off, heads come off, pan get dropped, cylinders, pistons in and out, clutch, all assembly, get in, back in really 35 minutes. You're talking about the most extreme mechanical changeout probably in the entire world in a small amount of time. That's what it takes. So my goal, my vision, and it's also Papa John's and all of DSR, and hopefully I think a lot of the other teams, is to get us, to get this sport to that level where people know about NHRA, like, oh, NHRA is coming to my town. You know what? I think that's pretty cool. I might want to check it out. I think that's what it's going to take for people to feel it, and then the word of mouth. There are so many people that I encounter on a day-to-day basis at the track that are like, hey, this is my friend, and this is their first race ever. I meet more of them, I think, than the regular fans, and that's a huge implication of what the current marketing strategy is happening of bring your friends, you got to feel it, you got to see it, it's going to touch your soul.
Thank you, Papa John's, for bringing this girl to the limelight. My God,
that's how
you
we roll.
Should be marketing this series, girl.
Well, she is. That's why she continues to win and do the damage.
Yes.
Pritchett,
yes.
As always, sweetheart, thank you for joining us in the Freak Nation.
Not yet. What's your Papa John's code? Because people can get discounts on their pizza tomorrow, right?
That's true, absolutely. So 30% off your online order worldwide, actually, with using the code Leah30. And to be honest, that makes the difference in our 2018 program and beyond, and the success of this team. So, you want some discounted pizza? Use Leah30, and it'll get you there, and it'll make a difference with our team.
Bam, yes. Leah, go get some sleep.
well, we don't sleep, we blink. But I'm on the road with my guys for the next 30 days. I don't go home. I don't know. We're just a different type of breed, different type of team. I love them, and there's no reason for me to go home. My husband's on the road. My team's on the road. That's it. So
there it is.
We're here.
All right. Well, hell, we could talk to you for the rest of the damn hour. We have other guests, Leah. Come on.
Wonderful. Sorry about that. Thank you for having me on, guys.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
See ya.
Never
Leah Pritchett,
apologize.
Your NHRA Top Fuel winner from Houston, joins us. Coming up in moments, a great Statman scat. The young man of Statman got the attention of some younger kids. That's coming up. Plus, his name is Jarrett Brooks. This dude looks like he's going to be a badass when it comes to off-roading. We'll tell you about him next. Speed Freaks Pits and them old Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's a Snapman. Let's get it.
Saturday night at Irwindale Speedway in Southern California, I hosted about 25 boys and girls and nearly 10 more parents, most watching their first motor racing evening. Legends driver Darren Amidon, who always competes for wins, got the undivided attention of some of the kids. His graciousness and patience answered questions and let many of the kids sit in his race car. Imagine the kids' delight when Darren won a few hours later. The questions from the children were on point all night. They even displayed their own patience when an old man took their attention away from a truck race to talk about some science, technology, engineering, and math in the racing world. The group was from the National Society of Black Engineers, Southern California chapter, NSBE Jr. for short. My granddaughter and daughter are part of the program. Just an impressive group of children and parents. But then I'm always impressed with young people who commit themselves to learning something. The management team at Irwindale was more than accommodating on a wonderful night for the kids and especially for me. Peace.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut, it's long-lasting, it eliminates odors, and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello? Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay, your cat's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your cat spot litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor eliminating, and just 15 bucks a month. Catspotlitter.com.
Now everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well then turn on MAB TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAB TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAB TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MABTV.com. MAB TV is motorsports.
Looking for more performance out of your car or truck? Looking to do it without breaking the bank? Then look no further than Lucas Octane Booster. Just one little bottle can increase the boost from your turbocharger while promoting a clean fuel burn for lower emissions. Lucas Octane Booster is a genuine engine performance enhancer that is safe for turbos, oxygen sensors, and catalytic converters. It stops the NOx while raising MPG in high compression engines. Not bad from one little red bottle.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. And thank you, affiliates across the country, for logging in with the Freaks, including SiriusXM, all the iHeart stations out there, Dallas, Las Vegas, Seattle. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Now joining the Freaks, first time in the Freak Nation, first big-time win in the Pro 2 class with the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. His name is Jarrett Brooks. Dude was a monster in Pro Light. So what does he do for his first race? He beats some of the legends in short course racings, including Rob McCracken and then, of course, Jeremy McGrath, Ryan Deegan. And Jarrett Brooks, there are pictures of you with the Monster Energy Chicks. I'm curious if you're more concerned. Rockstar Chicks behind you. I was curious if you were more concerned with the broad, with the women that are standing behind you or the fact that you're looking at McCracken and McGrath in your rearview mirror that last lap.
That's a tough one. I love the girls, but I think it was just a really cool deal that I've looked up to the guys. You know, I mean, I remember when I first started racing in trophy cars, and I mean, that was years ago. I mean, 8 years ago, I'd always run up to the stands and, you know, cheer on Rob McCracken, Jim McGrath, and I've always looked up to McCracken, so it's super cool to go and battle with him and bang doors with him and beat some of the best guys. I don't think I was expecting that. I don't think my team was expecting that, but I just got the momentum and just started to go for it.
Running on those General tires in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series in the Pro 2 class, Jarrett Brooks joining the Freaks. And to put it in NASCAR language for those that may not be familiar with the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series or short course racing in general, it's like Kyle Larson coming in his rookie season into Cup, and you got dudes like Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, Dale Earnhardt Jr. on his ass, and he ends up pulling off the big win. That's a significant win for you to beat these dudes that have been doing this for so long. And in the second race, legitimately, you had a shot at winning that damn thing until you started to go bicycling.
Yeah, my first year in this Pro 2, I have an older truck, so it's not an 8-year-old truck. It was Ricky Johnson's back in the day. It was Brian Deegan's back in the day. It was Sheldon Creed's, and You know, this truck's an older truck compared to some of the newer guys that build trucks every 2 to 3 years and update their trucks. So it was cool that, you know, we got this truck and we're running two trucks this year. So it's a handful to prep one truck and then prep the other truck. So we did a little bit of updating, put a new Kroner package in it, and, you know, kind of struggled a lot the first few days of this truck. We came out Friday and I was actually faster in my Pro Lite, which has 400 horsepower compared to my Pro 2 that has 900 horsepower. So I was running faster a lot of times in my Pro Lite than my Pro 2. So I was a little bit off. That was my first time jumping out of the one truck and instantly into my Pro 2. So it took me a little bit to get the transition down just because I haven't done that before. And, you know, we came out and fell in the pole next to Bryce Menzies, another guy I looked up to, full Red Bull factory guy. And a lot of these guys have really big budgets. So it was kind of cool being underdog and not having a huge budget to go and race these guys. And, you know, I do have all the best stuff on my Pro too, but it was just kind of cool that, showing these guys, I'm the new sheriff in town. I'm here to play.
Okay, hold on. You say we're talking to Jarrett Brooks taking a badass win in Pro 2 Saturday in Phoenix, and you say it took you a little bit to get the transmission down. It took you a little bit to just figure out this new Pro 2 truck, but that was Friday. You won the race Saturday, and it didn't take you that long, and you won it. This hasn't been said yet. With a flat tire and no rear brakes, this was a difficult race.
Yeah, for sure. It started out pretty extreme. I found the front row outside. So, going into turn one, I instantly got passed by Bryce and McGrath. So I kind of settled in, was in third place. And, you know, they were kind of checking out for me at the beginning of the race because, here at Lucas, they kind of soak the track. They rip the track open and soak it with water. So, it's a really heavy track. So my truck, it didn't really come in until like lap 7. So we run 18 laps. So lap 7 it came out and started to get dry, and my truck had a really strong forward bottom of my general tires, and my Bilstein shocks were pretty hooked up too. You know, with the Pro 2 class, it's all about transition and getting traction. So my truck came in, and you know, I made a few rookie moves hitting the K-rail, and finally, you know, I don't even know how my general tires held up, but I for sure thought I had a flat for how many times I hit this wall. So broke off the rear brake line, started smoking in the back, and, you know, after I started catching the grass, I threw it on him, made a pass, and so my eyes were set. You know, I got a good confidence boost when I could catch Bryce, so caution came out, and, you know, we were right up on Bryce. Started setting him up, started checking out his lines, and these are the guys I look at. I mean, these are the guys I go watch and study them. You know, I watch videos on these guys. So I kind of had a little bit. I mean, I don't really know exactly what he was going to do, but I had a little bit in mind. So, you know, made the pass on him. He doors on me back. So then I kind of said, well, if you want to play that way, I'll play that way. So coming into turn 3, it's a right-hander. Had a good run on him. He came over, blocked me, gave him a little bump, and went to the inside. And next thing you know, he was on the inside of the next turn. And I mean, it was probably one of the craziest battles I've ever had. You know, I think we were hitting each other nonstop, and then he finally spun out. So had a little bit of a break, but coming to the finish line, I got a flat tire from contact and somehow held it off. You know, I honestly don't even know. I think I was more shocked and my team was more shocked on what just happened and how good I drove the Pro 2 for how I qualified and how I practiced.
Oh, heck yeah. New sheriff is in town. I'm going to do just let the listeners know, full sponsor pimp right here, but I don't care because it is absolutely worthy. You won a race on one of your tires going flat. That's how good those tires are because they can be flat and you can still take it the checker flag.
Yeah, we did a lot of general tires stepped up their game huge this year. We did a lot of off-season testing with them and, no, I think on their old tire, I think the new tire was a second faster. So we're right in, we don't have any disadvantages at all. I think we're right there. And, you know, I'm just super pumped. I think my whole team's blown away on coming out of the box as a rookie and winning it. I don't think that's ever happened before. And it was no fluke. I went against some of the best guys. And, you know, I feel like today, you know, I went out today and got fifth and,
kind of struggled a little bit during the pack, but I almost feel like when I lost my brakes, I didn't really care. I just drove this thing, so who knows.
Jared Brooks, let's go back a little bit here. You didn't mention all the names that were in this final that you raced. I took some notes here. You got McGrath, Menzies, Deegan, McCachran. I mean, that's like a Rushmore of short course off-road racers. And you drove over, under, around, and through those guys. Did you, before the green flag dropped, did you take a glance, or were you afraid to glance at all the other guys who were in the race with you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Pulling up the line, you know, I look over and I see Bryce Menzies, full Red Bull factory driver. He races the car, all this stuff. And then I look behind me, I have Deegan behind me, a full monster athlete, does a ton of off-road, road course, all that kind of stuff. And then I look over, see McCachran, and he's a 1,000 winner and dominates short course. I mean, there's no better guy than that guy. So, somehow I really wasn't intimidated at all. I know my team was there to win, so that's kind of what I have to put in my head every time. I'm here to win, and that's what I'm going to try to do every time I go on the track. So, I just kind of got my groove, settled down a little bit, and just started charging.
So now that you know you can beat the best, does that make you a better driver going forward?
I think it just gives my team a better drive for this whole year. I mean, my team worked their butts off.
No, Jared. I don't want to hear that. Now that you know, let me ask you again, in case you missed the point here. Now that you've beaten the best, does that mean that you're a better driver now and you can look them in the eye and say, beat this, dude?
To a certain extent, I mean, I think I'm right there, but I think to know how the track develops, I mean, that's the kind of the hard part with short courses, is after the track develops, it kind of matters on how the guy is going to adapt in front of you or behind you on the different circumstances. But you know, I think I'm just as good as any of those guys out there. I think once I get a little bit more experience, it will be a big factor with the Pro 2, which is the hard thing to get down is how hard you have to throw it in sideways. It's driving the Pro 2, I would compare it to a sprint car. I mean, you got to back the thing in there if you wanted to turn, because if you try to drive it around a track like a go-kart, it's just going to push to the wall. So the throttle control on that thing and how hard you have to throw it in has been a big step for me. But, I feel comfortable in it enough where I can put the truck wherever I want it to and get hooked up.
How about that? First time in the Freak Nation, Stat Man. He kind of danced around your answer there.
Yeah, I let him get away with that. But, you know, dude, you're winning now. You're a different driver, especially the way you won, holding off Menzies and forcing him to spin off into the night. I mean, come on, dude. Just step up to the plate. You know, pop your collar a little bit and say, you got to beat me now.
I want to, but I just got to back it up. You know, I got to put in a good season where I can say that, you know, it for sure was no fluke, but, I think I have all those guys. I mean, I remember after the race this year, I kind of got it was a lot of Pro 2 drama. I mean, I got called out by a driver, and I think a lot of other drivers kind of jumped in and kind of backed me up almost. So, I mean, I for sure have them talking. If they're not talking, then I'm doing something wrong. So, I for sure let them know I'm here to play.
Good.
Well, this is what happens when you win. You join the Freak Nation, my friend.
Awesome. I'm pumped to be on it.
Attaboy. Hey, buddy, thanks for coming in. Good luck to you, man. It sounds like you got your long road in front of you, a long, damn good road.
Yeah, I mean, just got to keep putting the hours. This off-road community is so tight, and the racing is so tight now. I feel like, there's so many stepping stones. You know, all the kids now are jumping in the trophy car. Modified, and then next step is after you win modified, you jump with the Pro Light. Pro Light's kind of the main class. You know, if you win that,
you get sponsors, you move up to Pro 2 or move on to something else and you stop sponsors. So, you know, this off-road racing is getting really close. I'm pumped on it. A lot of competition.
Jarrett, thanks for doing this, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys. See ya.
You got it. Jarrett Brooks running those General Tires in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series.
Oh, yeah. We'll be talking to him again.
That dude. I think about that, man, what he did. God dang, man. You got Deegan behind you, Menzies behind you, McCachran, McGrath.
He dove under Menzies. He upset Menzies' truck.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It is awesome. If only he could drive like Statman. That's the gas, right? Or is that the brake? What the hell is that over there? Oh, yeah. You only knew Freak Nation. That's how we roll here in the Freak Nation. Freak Nation, coming up next, we got Not Much Motorsports. Let me see. Belching in public?
Never.
No, that wouldn't happen. How about this, man? A Texas woman with her arms stuck in a toilet. Is that right?
Oh, God.
I think that's the headline that I read. And a Texas breathalyzer officer fired after showing up for work. Well, drunk.
Why is it always Texas, man?
I don't know. It's always coming up. It's always coming up next. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut, it's long-lasting, it eliminates odors, and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello? Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor-eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
The Extreme Contact Sport is Continental Tire's newest ultra-high-performance summer tire. Tested to the limits by championship-winning race car drivers, the Extreme Contact Sport satisfies the most demanding driver. This dynamic street tire was built for car enthusiasts and engineered for extreme grip in dry and wet conditions. Whether it's a Sunday drive on the open road or you need to get to and from work, this tire is for what you do. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. That's ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, proud partner with the Freaks.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims, so do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four no-mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV TV. MAV TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, pro pulling league, motocross, they're all on MAV TV. It's the answer for those jonesing, looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV TV is motorsports.
You are listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
$100. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313. To save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Oh yeah! Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. About to wrap this thing up with some Not Much Motorsports. Did you miss any of the show? Well, hopefully you missed that first segment because we damn near did. Some tech issues. We apologize for our affiliates out there. Everything got taken care of by the second segment. Up on the website tomorrow morning, we're going to have Bobby Unser. We're going to have Leah Pritchett. We're going to have Jarrett Brooks, who you just heard last segment. And Joseph Newgarden, your IndyCar Series winner from Barber Motorsports Park this afternoon. He'll be up there as well. We haven't done Not Much Motorsports in a long-ass time, have we? It's been a while, right?
Well, I haven't been on the show in 3 weeks. Last week was Easter. You guys did the show without me the week before that because I was doing a hill climb for Lucas Oil, and so I haven't done it in a long time.
Holy smokes. Not much motorsports.
Helio or Helio.
Not.
Well, not only that.
Much.
Thank you, I love you.
And headlining the party.
Douchebags. Moose. Not much motorsports.
Freaks.
Not much motorsports.
All right. Crasher, you looked directly at one of these and thought, I'm going to take this one.
Well.
You got one?
Yes, because it never ends, all the food recalls that we have. So this is something, however, that I did not ever expect when it came to food and what might be in the ingredients. There's a food company recalling just your basic frozen hash browns from stores in 9 states and also D.C. because the potatoes may have pieces of golf balls in them. McCain? Right? McCain Foods USA's recall notice said the golf balls apparently were inadvertently harvested along with the potatoes and chopped up in the product. What? The pieces present a choking hazard. Oh, no joke. But no injuries have yet been reported. The company is recalling 2-pound bags of Harris Teeter brand frozen. Oh, man, I need to tell my family this. Harris Teeter in North Carolina. Harris Teeter brand frozen southern style hash browns.
Damn.
There it is. North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, D.C., Delaware, Florida, Georgia, and Maryland. How did golf balls get in these potatoes? It's like they're...
That's the ACC.
It is the ACC.
Maybe they're concerned about not getting so far, or North Carolina winning the championship. That's what they're mad about.
Four! No, we have more titles than that now.
The ACC. It's awesome.
I mean, seriously, golf ball pieces and potatoes.
Hey, look. Chicken McNuggets have...
That I want to know.
Human parts.
Not listening.
It, right?
Not listening. Not listening.
Hey, so he who burps loudest laughs best, right? Well, at least in this case. Nearly a year and a half, policemen ticketed Eric Medic for loudly belching next to him. The Vienna bartender has won his appeal. The bartender was fined $75 for a sonorous post-kebab burp next to the officer at an amusement park. The ticket said he violated public decency with a loud, disgusting belch proximate to the police officer. But a court doc that Medic emailed to the Associated Press on Friday shows authorities have ruled in the bartender's favor, saying there was never proof of the intent to burp as an affront to the officer.
It must have been the golf balls.
See, yeah, hey, man.
It all makes sense.
And plus, if you're getting tickets for belching, that's not a burp.
No. Right?
That's a belch.
What the hell is that about? Jeez.
They had to have some food come up.
Maybe that's right, a little giblet on the side of the cheek or something like that, right? That had to be it, or his breath smelt like ass, right?
Sure, that is disgusting too.
Speaking of burps, an Austin cop whose duties primarily included administering breathalyzer tests has been fired after showing up for work drunk.
Okay.
The officer has to take his own daily breathalyzer test upon showing up for work.
Wow, imagine that.
A memo released showed the officer blew a .065 after driving himself in his patrol car to the Travis County Jail for his self-administered breath test required by his daily certification. The officer drove back to his substation and gave the results to his supervisor, who told him to stay out of service until sober.
Wait a minute. He knew he had to do this and still showed up drunk?
Yeah.
My, my.
Slight problem there.
The supervising sergeant was also suspended for 60 days. State police scientists said an extrapolation of results said the officer drove to work with a 0.04 to a 0.124% blood alcohol concentration above the state drunk driving limit of good old
0.08. Yep.
Yep. What the hell is that about? Why does that happen? Well, you know why it happens. Kind of rhetorical. That's how we roll here in the Freak Nation. Not much motorsports for you, Freak Nation. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Good show.
This was a large show.
Yeah. It's greatness.
These are four interviews.
You know, the one thing you could always remember in that last story, it must have been for the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. A little inside baseball for you, Freak Nation, right there.
That's all right, though. Mm-hmm. It's funny.
Yeah, all involved. A day on the golf course. Stat man almost killed. 3-time NASCAR Cup champion Tony Stewart. I think I killed a few brain cells.
I think we all did.
Clint Bowyer did too. Bubba the Love Sponge did as well.
No, that was the year before Clint Boyer.
Whatever.
Clint was already drinking a year ahead of time.
For the kids.
Right?
For the kids, baby. Hey, man, we'll do it again next Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Thank you, Lucas Oil, Cat Spot, and, of course, our friends at Continental General Tire for making this thing possible. And all to you, affiliates across the country. Shoot the juice and moose and stat, man. Dip.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires' new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
Hey, cat owners, stop killing the earth. Yeah, you heard me right. You've done angelic work by rescuing cats from death row. Now do your part to save the planet. Dump your old clay litter, part of 8 billion pounds of waste clogging up landfills yearly, and go to catspotlitter.com. Order the all-natural, all-organic cat spot litter. It's made of 100% coconut, it's long-lasting, it eliminates odors, and only weighs 5 pounds. Oh, and delivered to your door for just $15 a month with free delivery. Hello? Look, unlike old, dusty, heavy clay litter that we're so used to, Cat Spot Litter's work is not over when the litter box needs to be changed. When your Cat Spot Litter has run its course, you dump it in your garden, your lawn, compost it. It contains natural nutrients and absorbs water. You've saved a cat's life. Now go save the planet at catspotlitter.com. Your cat will thank you, and the planet thanks you. Organic, odor-eliminating, and just $15 a month. Catspotlitter.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
The Boca Raton Cougars, the Las Vegas Hookers, and the Arizona Pricks got your attention now, don't I? These aren't real sports teams, but they are some of the most creative and funny sports logo t-shirts from Awesome Sports Logos. Each team has a history, a meaning behind it, like the Lexington Studs or the Cape Cod Scrod. And these t-shirts, they are awesome, made with the highest quality 100% cotton available and are ridiculously soft. Grab your favorite city's t-shirt now at awesomesportslogos.com. That's awesomesportslogos.com and get awesome.
He's hiding a car.
It's time for you and your boys to get out of town. Left foot.
Right foot.
Left foot. Stop. Twitch your eyes if they think you're crazy.
If you walk the walk, you talk the talk. It's what you do. If you want to save 15% or more on car insurance, you switch to Geico.
Hide the eyes.
It's what you do.
Show them real slow.
Yeah. Just because fuel is becoming cheaper and cars are getting better mileage does not mean you can neglect your car's fuel system. Lucas Oil's Deep Clean Fuel System Cleaner scrubs your car's entire fuel system from the tank to the combustion chamber. It's specially formulated to reduce NOx and pinging, providing better performance and higher MPG. You'll also be helping the environment by reducing dangerous emissions. All in one little bottle with Lucas Deep Clean.
What's up? It's Kenny Sargent. For my motorsports fix, bam, I turn it on MAV TV. MAV TV, a network loaded with car and motorcycle shows, motorsports events, and exclusive automotive reality shows like Full Custom, Wrench Wars. What about drag boats? They got them. Off-road, sprint cars, Pro Pulling League, motocross, they're all on MAV TV. It's the answer for those jonesing, looking for some automotive action. Don't get MAV TV? Call your local provider and get it. Check them out at MAVTV.com on Twitter and Facebook. MAV TV is motorsport.
You are listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.